Hello, KMA Land, and welcome to the Thursday edition of a little three-minute program we call The Double X Factor. I'm Spencer Williams, and I generally give my takes on the topic on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and this week is no exception. And the topic isn't much fun. It's seeing a loved one in an unhealthy relationship. What's your role in that? Do you have a role? How do you help? How do you protect yourself? How do you protect your friend? There are so many questions when you are on the outside looking in. And first and foremost, it's very important to make sure we have any business looking in. This doesn't mean turning a blind eye to an abusive situation. This just means we don't have the luxury of being perfect. So therefore, we don't get the luxury that some of us really, really crave of sitting in or passing judgment on someone. Relationships can be tough. Even the happiest of happy relationships can go through hard times. I found a graphic today that I think is necessary when you are looking at your own relationships, but also when you are wondering about crossing that line into someone else's. It's the relationship spectrum, and it's just a few signs of healthy, unhealthy, and abusive relationships. But keep in mind, all of those relationships can still have bits and pieces of each end of the spectrum, which is what makes taking a stand from the outside such a difficult thing to do. Sandy and I have talked about the advice monsters many times on the Double X Factor. Most people, even in the most dire of situations, aren't looking for expertise from a friend, especially since most of us aren't true experts. So the only way we can help is to make sure our loved ones come up with their own realizations and know we'll be there to support them every step of the way. We can guide them by giving them loving freedom to answer questions like, "Do you think this relationship is making you happy? What advice would you give me if things were the other way around? Has experience taught you that things in your relationship are likely to change?" It's also imperative that you don't bash their partner. Regardless of what you might really be thinking or feeling about them, they'll feel embarrassed about being with them. They might shut down and stop being honest with you. They might instead try to paint their toxic partner in a more flattering light. And finally, it's vital that you make it clear that you're always there for them, however long it takes. It's common for friends of those in emotionally or physically abusive relationships to get impatient. They can't understand why someone would stay with a toxic partner. But the problem with this is that toxic relationships are complicated, and so many factors make it hard for someone to leave. Be patient and be clear on how you'll continue to show up for them. Let them know that it's ultimately their decision whether they stay or go, but you will be there to listen, to offer a place to stay if they do leave, to drive them to a counselor if necessary. Just be clear and hold true to your word. It really is all you can do. And Sandy will have more tomorrow on this topic to close out the week. And we're back next week with something entirely new. Thanks so much for listening to The Double X Factor each weekday here on KMA.